Discover personally how the Word of God can effect a change in your life through the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri. Reverend Victor Collins is a missionary to Guyana and serves as the senior pastor of the Lighthouse Chapel International, Georgetown, Guyana, South America, a thriving church that is making a difference in so many lives. Reverend Collins is a seasoned minister of the Word of God and has been ministering for over 15 years. He has a rare teaching gift and ministers powerfully under the anointing. Now listen to Victor Collins Isabri.
Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus. Father, this morning we want to say thank you. Thank you for the second service. Thank you for your love and your kindness. Thank you for all you have in store for us. I pray indeed you speak to our hearts, you affect our lives, and that you not let us leave your presence the same as we came. Thank you for your power at this time. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated, please. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. Are you there? Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 1. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 1. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. It's a very, very important scripture. To everything you know about, everything you can think about in this world, there's a season for it. Serena, there's a season for everything. And we must understand seasons, because once there's a season for something and you miss it, you've missed it. You've missed it. It's not like, you miss one minibus, so another one will come. Your life is not a minibus. I said, life is not a minibus. So to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Even as you grow, as we're all growing up and all of that, there are certain things that if you don't do when you are young, when you get a little older, it's very difficult to do them. It's very challenging to do them. And sometimes what we all say when we are older is that I wish. Is it Naomi? Wow. I miss you. Is that... Well, I should have, but then the time is already gone. So to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose. When we were growing up, one of the things that we were so dying very much to have was a beard. It's like when we discovered that some one hair was coming up, man. In fact, you don't want anybody. Don't touch it, you know. You was looking into the mirror. You tried to pull it and see all of that. And the time comes. It's a nuisance. You want to scrape it. You want to weed it. You want to shave it. You, Jonathan, you are coming. Time ago, you wouldn't know what to do with it. And even the funny one is even when, I think when I went to secondary school, I was a little younger, 11 years. Some people were, a little older, 12, 13, and things like that. And pubic hair was also one of the things. Right? You know, when we all go and bath, you feel shy because you ain't got none. No. I mean, all of those things make you feel, you know, you're mature, you're older, especially when you're playing with your peers, right? Because at a certain age, you want to feel, hey, what are you talking about? You know, I'm not a small boy. What do you think? So when we go and we're bathing, then you know, you turn your back. You don't want the people to see you because you don't got no hair. Bald, quality, clear. But then when it starts growing, then some people even can't manage it. Some people, they even entertain laba and all kinds of animals. Wild animals. Yeah. Some of you, we have to call Simon to bring his grass cutter. You are sitting down nicely like that. Simon has to come to you. All kinds of animals. It's like a zoo. It's like safari in Kenya with all kinds of zebras and all kinds of things. So when you are younger, you want something. And then when you get older, to everything there is a season. And a time for every purpose under the heaven. Sometimes even the hair on your chest. And when you see other guys, they have hair. I mean, you look at yours, you wonder, well, to me, you know, when am I going to get some? And then all of a sudden, that one pops up. You take a comb and you try to comb it. It's true. It's true. I mean, when you don't have a car, you get a car. It's exciting. At a point, you even get tired of driving. Because when you get a vehicle, then you got all kinds of people who want you to pick them up. Take me here, take me there, take me this. That's one of the reasons why I taught my wife how to drive. Because I became a driver for myself and for her. Yeah. She goes to the market very early. She goes to the wharf and all of that to get her, you know, her things done on a Saturday morning to get fish and all of that. Oh, when she was not driving, after my Friday night tiredness, I have to wake up 4 a.m. because I have to drive her to go and do all the shopping. I have to stop. She'll buy plantain, stop. She'll buy Kalaloo. But I said, Saturday morning, I want to sleep. So I taught her how to drive so that Saturday morning, I was no. When she's going, I open my one eye. I said, take the car and go. Abba. At least I drive Monday to Friday. My work is finished. Saturday morning, I got sleep. I got the job. So those of you who are married, who you don't teach your wives how to drive, it's a problem. Yeah. You got to learn how to, or maybe you got to learn how to ride. You should say it later tonight. Whether you eat tomorrow. I hope it was recorded. So people are free, pa. You know. So, and there's a time for every purpose under the heaven, including your marriage. Some of you are rushing. You want a boyfriend. You want a girlfriend. And then you get a boyfriend who is too much for you. Now you want to shake him off, but you can't shake him off. So if you say, girlfriend, you're rushing. You don't work anywhere, but you want a girlfriend. Girlfriend is money. Yeah. You're rushing. You see a guy, you like him. You see a girl, you like him. There is a season. If you don't get this scripture, this word, you will struggle in life because when it is not your season, the mango tree can't force to bear mango. But in a season. And the trees, they don't complain. We are the only ones who complain.
complain. We rush into all kinds of things. Sometimes when you're a child, you want freedom. Hey, then when you get freedom, you say, I wish I was staying with my mother again. At least I won't pay light bill. When you disconnect your light, you remember, oh, Mr. and Mrs. Nelson, man, what's a blessing to live with them. Yeah. Hallelujah. Verse 2. A time to be born and a time to die. There's a time you are born and a time you will die. You see, we are looking at chapter 16, the appointed times of your spiritual life. The appointed times of your spiritual life. The appointed times of your spiritual life. Wow. I thought the rainy season was over. The appointed times of your spiritual life. Now, you have to understand that as a Christian, there's a time you'll be born, or you were born. One of the times that we are not so mindful about is the time we will die. Is that Kenisha? Hi. There's a time that you are going to die. We all know our birthdays. 24th something, 19 something. Some people hide their own. Some people increase their own. Even it's like that. Sometimes you hide your date because you feel you are too young. Sometimes you also increase your age because you decrease it because you think you are too old. We are something else with us human beings, you know. I'm sure you want to be probably, Sister Coletta, you probably want to be like, if God should take another 5 years of your life, you'd be very, very happy. So that the last 5 years, you'll do it again. But the season is gone. It will not come back. Now, we want to look at, we looked at last week at a time to be born. That your birthday and your birth timings are so spiritually determined that sometimes, not sometimes, the way the Bible, puts it, you are born to meet the kind and the type of people you meet. Because if you were born 10 years earlier, Lyndon, if you were born 10 years earlier, you might not be in this church for me to speak to you even about becoming a pastor. Yeah, if you were born, or even if you were born last year, we wouldn't meet. By the time you are becoming, mature for church, maybe I'll be going to heaven. So your birth and all of that are appointed so that you meet the type of people you meet around. That's why you are not born in a time when Forbes Benham was around. Hallelujah. Okay, so John the Baptist was born at a time that he was supposed to be the forerunner, really, for Jesus Christ. If he was born later, he wouldn't have been able to do what is that, the vicar? He wouldn't have been able to do what God wanted him to come and do. So the time of your birth is very, very spiritually determined. In a similar manner, the time for you to die is also the same thing. Sometimes you have to die to avoid living in a time where some people will be alive. Yeah. So the Bible says that there's a time to die. But you see, that time is different from everybody. When I was younger, my father had, a photo album. And in the album, you see the time that he was in school with his classmates and college mates and all of that. His wedding. People were at his wedding. My father had a habit of using a red ink pen to mark the forehead of those who die.
So when you look into my father's album, Anita, are you here? You look into my father's album, you see people's forehead marked red, red, red. It means that those people have gone. And then those who are alive, you don't see any mark on their forehead. So when you look into my father's picture, you can easily get album, you can easily get scared. Because you're looking at ghosts. Even for us, as a church, with the leadership that we have, anytime we take a group picture of myself and the church workers, a few months later, it becomes outdated. Because there's always somebody who is not here at a particular point. There were some people that you used to see around, they are not around anymore. So they were in some group picture we took. And now that group picture is not effective anymore. And you're going to have that. I don't know how we're going to be able to stop that. You can't stop it because people must die. People must go. People must leave. I just pray that it won't be you. That's all. But as for that, it is determined. It's like the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 9 verse 27 that it is appointed unto man once to die. Everybody will die. I mean, can you believe you walking around nicely, looking at your face, smiling, dressing up? One day will come, you can flies will be coming into your nose, and you can't lift your hand. They'll have to put a crazy glue to your lip. So that you, because when you die, you open your mouth like that. So the pile of people will have to stick some crazy glue on your lip and then shut it. Because you were talking a lot when you were alive. Now we have to close your mouth. Even some people, because they did so many bad things, they stole a lot of meat from their mother's soup. When they die, they can't close their eyes. So even that, you have to put something and close the eye for them. Yeah. All of us will die. But you see, the time of our death, it is appointed. God knows it, but we don't know it. So when we waste our time, Andriska, when we waste our time, like we have more chance to live, we are joking. Because what you don't know is that maybe next year by this time you won't be around. But that's something you don't know. In fact, one of the things that we should really prepare ourselves towards is our day of death. We should go to where they make coffins and choose the one we would like to go inside. But no. We would like to buy a lot. We like to build a house. We like to buy a car. And we forget that even the time you are buying the car, the next time you won't be around. And that is why when God calls us, we shouldn't refuse the call. Because he's calling us to be able to do something in his kingdom so that if your lifetime is only 2 years after you give your life to Christ, at least you still have something to show when you go to heaven. This morning I was preaching about but we are barren, we are unfruitful because we are blind to heaven. Yes. You see, many of us don't think about heaven. Yes. We think about what we are doing on earth now. Yes. We are more concerned about our lives now than about heaven. And because of that blindness, we are not fruitful. Yes. Hardly do we think about heaven. Yeah, we think we're going to school. When I finish school, I want to go to university. When you finish university, are you sure you'll finish university? Hey, are you finished? You'll be around when you're not. There's no certainty because we do not know that time. But that time, the Bible says that it is appointed. When it says it's appointed, it means that it is already set. Pinky, the time you are going to die is already there. You don't know. But God knows. So as you are partying, as oh, let me enjoy myself. Your time is getting shorter and shorter and shorter. And in our foolishness, in our naivety, we are missing the opportunity to make an impact so that when we stand before God, he will be happy with us. Because we are here for a purpose. We are here for a purpose. Why do you think you are alive? And we spoke about that. We are alive because God is using us as his tools to save lives. If it wasn't because of that, you will not be alive. People who live longer are people that God still wants to give an opportunity. Because he's so full of love that he doesn't want you to die and show up in his face without anything to show.
Because let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that day when we stand before God, we will have to show what we did with our lives. Don't be deceived. Don't let anybody deceive you. You follow bad friends. Some of you, you can't be a good Christian. You cannot. Because you have bad friends. You have worldly friends. You still have this desire and this attachment to the world. The Bible says, love not the world. If anybody loves the world, then the love of the Father is not in them. You can't separate yourself. You are wasting your time. Because the time to die is appointed. Give me that scripture, Ecclesiastes. It's appointed. It's appointed. You have so little to do so much. You have so little. Who told you you see 70 years? You see 70 if it is appointed that you see 70. It's not a guarantee. Don't you see babies dying? Babies die all the time. A Chinese guy on the back road. Is it a back road Chinese guy? If he knew. And anybody who doesn't know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, they go to hell. It's not judgment. It's not. I am not the one judging them. The Bible says so. He who believes in him should not perish. Anybody who doesn't believe will perish. You know, but there's one thing in believing in God and then rising up to work for God. There are two things you have to do in your life. You have to give your heart to God and then you have to work for God. The two things. So it's not enough by just giving your heart to God and coming to church. It's not enough to just come and sit down. Many people will say, oh, you know what? I don't know what to do. You don't know what to do? There's so many things to do. So many things to do. You are still alive for a reason. And the reason is to work for God. It's to work for God. So if you don't work for God, you are giving God more the reason to actually decrease your life. Because he can change it anytime he wants to change it. It's appointed, but he can change it. Because it happened to King Hezekiah. He was sick. He was going to die. And then he argued with God. And God said, okay, all right. You are right. Pray that you can argue with God when your time comes, Stephen. I said, pray. Give God the reason why your life should not be shortened even more. What do you do? I take offerings in the church. Sure. Yeah. Offerings. Even if we don't even need, we can put a bowl here and say, please come and put your offerings. You don't need it to take offering. Offering will to be taken by itself. I play keyboard. Have you not been into a church where there's no keyboard and they have a service anyway? Our lives here on earth is like a visa. When you enter a country, sometimes, if you go to the American embassy, sometimes they give you 10 years. Sometimes they can give you 1 year. Sometimes they can give you 1 month. I mean, once you get 1 month, it is determined that you have 1 month. You can't go and argue with them, why did you give somebody 10 years and you're giving me 1 year? You've been given. You have to make the best of your 1 year when you go to America. Somebody will make use of their 10 years. They can go and come. Some people get multiple visa. It means that you can go in any time you want. Some people get a single entry. What are you going to do? Will you go back and tell another, why is it that you gave somebody multiple, you gave me single? Please take your visa, I don't want it. Is that what you're going to do? You glad that they give you single entry? You glad? It's the same way we must appreciate life. We must appreciate the timings of our lives and make the best of the time that we have. I don't know how long I'm going to live. I pray that I will live longer and do more for God. But I don't know. You also don't know. That's why you cannot refuse the call of God into ministry to do something for the Lord. You cannot refuse. Don't spend, you see, think about it. If you have 30 years to live and you don't know, and you want to do so many things by the time you are 30, you only realize that by the time you achieve everything, you are ready to die. And once you die, there's nothing you achieve that you can take with you. Nothing. Nothing. All the excuses people have for not doing anything for God, you don't know. You see, because
Indeed, if God gave you 70 years to live, and he expected you to have done more with your 70 years, and you don't catch yourself and you only realize at 67, then the 3 years, you can't blame God for the work you've done in 3 years, because he gave you so much. He gave you 70. You could have started preaching at 19, 20. Some people start preaching when they are teenagers. How we wish we started preaching earlier. Because we know that the preaching is something that is helping us pay, I mean, reserve some blessings and some rewards in heaven when we get there. I tell you, your time of death is appointed. Yeah. 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 6. Paul says that, "For I am now ready to be offered." Hey, some people knew when they were dying, you know. Do you know when you'll die? I also don't know, but at least I'm preaching. I'm doing something. What about you? As you are warming the chair, these chairs, they can easily catch fire, you know, so please don't sit on it for too long. They can catch fire. Those who like sitting down, not doing anything in the church. Yeah. Some of you have to sit up. I said, some of you will have to sit up. You have to sit up and give your time to God. You see, sometimes even if you know the number of days you have, you will not even marry or even give birth. If you knew. Yeah. Because you spend all that time in your marriage. You spend all that time trying to nurse a child. That's why Jesus didn't have that. Jesus needed 33 years. Jesus knew, because he was God. He knew he had 33 years. That's why he said that as long as it is day, as long as it is bright to do some work, he said, "I will do the will of he that sent me and I will finish his work." Jesus was so focused because he knew that he had only 33 years. Hey, father's business. Even at 12 years old, when his parents came looking for him, and they were saying, "Why do you make my heart jump like that? We thought you were lost." He said, "Whoa, woman. Didn't you know that I will be in my father's house doing my father's business?" The time was so short that at 12 years, he wanted to start preaching. They had to organize him back to his hometown. I said, "Bye, no. 12-year-old people don't stay behind like that." But the thing is that you and I don't know how long we are going to live. And therefore, we cannot gamble with the time we have. That's the whole message. Don't gamble with the time you have, because you are wasting time. You are wasting time. All the arguments that you are arguing with us about doing something for the Lord, all the arguments, you are delaying. You see, when you live abroad, the transportation system are time bounded. So if you have to get to work at 8 o'clock, it's not now that you're going to stand by the roadside and then, you know, try your luck to get a car or get a bus to get to work on time. No, you plan your time so that if you get out, you know that you get the bus at 6:30. The bus at 6:30 will take you to your workplace. You'll be there, because you have to, after this first bus, you have to change into the train or something, so that by 7:45 you are at work 15 minutes, you know, before time. So you plan your timings. Now, in those places, you can't be late for the bus, because when you go late for the bus, you'll be late for work. It's like a ripple effect. Once you are late for one, you are late for all. You see, we live in a world where time is not so important. I can even go late and tell my boss some story. Yeah. That's how many of us live our lives. Yeah. Instead of coming to church, I can go and do something else. Next week I'll go. Because you know that you are the giver of life. You know that next week you'll be alive. And when next week comes, it makes us even feel more deceived. Because you said, "Oh, next week." And the next week came. You get it? Because the moment you believe in those things, and then they begin to happen, you feel more confident about yourself. You feel that you have control over your life. Oh man, next year, old year's night, I want to start a fresh year. We already in August, you are thinking of another year. You better start the year now. Let 2016 start for you today by changing your life and changing your mind as to when and how you will live your life for God. There's no time. It is appointed. I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. This is one of the beautiful things about people in the Bible, that many of them who walk with God, they walk with God to the extent that some of them knew when they were going to die. But these days, we don't know how to walk with God to even know when we are going to die. Because we are here, we walk in here, we are here looking for houses and cars and money and husbands and wives and all kinds of pleasure. That it makes us so distant from even feeling when we are going to go. Yeah. Now, I saw in the newspaper this morning, Mercy Hospital Ambulance. It's going to crash a pool. Going to crash it. I hope somebody was inside who was dying. Yeah, Mercy Hospital. The ambulance is someone on the East Coast smiling against a pool. Time. You young men who are struggling with going to Bible school, you are struggling. It's like we have to force you. It's like we have to change your mind. You better sit up. Yeah, it's appointed time. It is. It's short. Job said something. Let's go to Job. Not Kitendo, the better Job. Real Job. Job chapter 14, verse 5. Job chapter 14, verse 5. Let's start from verse 1. And we'll close with this one. Man that is born of a woman is of long days. Kellyanne Kite is of long days. Man that is born of a woman, he lives long. We like the scripture. I shall not die, but I'll live and declare the works of the Lord. Many of us want to live long, but how are you living your life as you want to live long? Is it anything for us, even as human beings, anything that helps us? We try to cherish that thing. Anything that benefits you in this world, you don't play with that. It's only a fool who plays with something that he benefits from. Like if your job is nice and it really gives you a lot of money, gives you a lot of benefit, you don't joke with it. Somebody, this guy, is it Harry Gill or Harry Gill? Is it Harry Gill? Prince. He was writing the reason why the former President Jack Dio is coming back to Parliament. It means that he has a heart for the people. His head ain't good. Yeah, I'm sure Barat has spit into his mouth or something. Because he's also an MP. They've chosen him to be an MP, right? Meanwhile, when I read the article, and then this yesterday, I was listening to Bishop preaching, and he was even quoting Obama when Obama was in Africa. Obama was saying that African leaders must be happy to leave power because they shouldn't think that they are the only ones who can make a difference. Jack Dio is thinking that he's the only one. And that's why that guy who wrote that thing, he heading good. Because so you want to tell me that there's nobody else in this world who can do anything better like Barat did? Oh, please. What did he do? Yeah. You see, this guy, Kamraj Lal, the guy who was caught with 600 and whatever thousand, he's in trouble. Pa. Yeah. Now he's not being charged with smuggling cocaine from Guyana to America. And the IRS is, they want to collect about 2.something million US dollars from him. Yeah. Because he was depositing money into accounts less than 10,000. Because when you deposit more than 10,000, it will raise a flag. So he had a lot of bank accounts, and he deposited, like one day he can deposit about three or four bank accounts
But if, let's say 8,000, 8,500, 8,000, like that, just to hide the money. So the IRS is saying that they calculated all the tax they wanted back. It's ours. Because he tried to avoid that thing. The guy is in trouble. There's the same plane that President Ramota flew in several times.
Man that is born of a woman is a few days, and the days are full of trouble.
few days.
What are you doing with the few days you have? Fighting, quarreling, arguing, backbiting, angry. These few days you have, you are going to be angry. There's no time to be angry. He comes forth like a flower.
How long does a flower stay? Before you realize somebody even likes a flower, they come and they pluck you and they go and give it to somebody they say they love. You are dead.
Yeah, but you pray that you don't become a flower that is romantic in flower. Somebody who has killed you for somebody they love. So because of somebody's love, you must die for somebody's love. Yeah. He comes forth like a flower and is cut down. He flees also as a shadow and continues not. How long do you have a shadow with you? There are some nights, there are only some nights that you see shadows. There are some nights there's no moon or nothing to see your shadow. Job is describing the number of our days here on earth. He goes on. And dost thou open thy eyes upon such an one and bringest me into judgment with thee? Job is saying that, how can you open your eyes, oh God, on somebody like that? And why would you bring somebody like this into judgment? Whose days are short and full of trouble. What chance does he have to stand before you, God, with this short life and troubles? Verse 4. Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? Not one. He said, how can God expect something good to come from somebody like this who has a few days but is full of trouble? He goes in verse 5. Seeing his days are determined. It's like, but God, my days are little. I spend my time trying to get married and make my marriage work. Why are you blaming me that I didn't work for you? Yeah. Because in our life, there is going to be troubles. And then we'll be trying to focus on the trouble and not do anything for God. By the time you catch yourself, you are out. I said, by the time you catch yourself, if you are going to study man, if you are going to study woman, if you are going to study money, you are going to study work, you are going to study your bills and your debts and your all kinds of responsibilities, before you catch yourself, you are spending your lifetime to pay a bank, 25 years to pay a bank. You know how long you are going to live. That's why when you are older, when you go for a mortgage, they don't give it to you. They like people when they are young. I don't know the criteria they use here. Yeah. But they like the young people. 30 and below, they will give you a good mortgage. Because they realize that 25 years, you may be dying. You are 40, you are coming for a mortgage. How long? 65, 70? You can't be alive. And when you are not alive, then all kinds of things come up. Don't calculate. Yo, his days are determined. The number of his months are with thee. Thou hast appointed his bounds. God has appointed your boundary. If your day comes, you can't even go not one second. And you and I must sit up and stop always wanting things from God and do something for God. We like receiving things too much. We always want something to work for us, but we never want to give anything. Look at the churches we go now. We go to churches where we will get something. If you go to a church and you don't feel the vibes, you won't go. Even though they are reading scriptures. You want to feel something. You want to enjoy it. You want God to do something for you. Then the pastor says, blessings, come for money. I'll pray for you. For even the money you have to give as offering, you don't like it. Let's begin to work for God. Let's begin to do something with our lives. William Carey said, this is the work of God. Let us attempt great things for God. Let us expect great things from God. Let's attempt to do great things. Clive, let's attempt some great things. Yeah. I was talking to Bishop this morning. I said, Bishop, should I still bring that guy? He said, bring them. Bring all of them. Just bring all of them. He said, you don't. Just bring. He said, bring them. Bring, let them come. Let them come. Because even in the people you will send, you don't know who is really going to do well. So if you send two, you can easily be disappointed. Because the two can come back. Because when they go, there are all kinds of troubles. Some people have man problems. Some people have woman problems. And all of that. This little boy in Kosi is telling me how to stay because the women are coming. He said, the women are, they are giving him hint after hint after hint. I say, hey, in Kosi. The women are all over. Ish. I tell you. He's asking me, what can he do? Tips to avoid beautiful women who are coming onto you like a flood. In Kosi Emmanuel Bayeti Hema. Hey. Because he's a man of God. Yeah. Because of the oil, virgins do love thee. So when some people go, they do all kinds of things. He said, bring them, send them. Because we don't have time. We don't know how long we're going to live. Jonathan, I wish I could send you tomorrow. Your black suit and your black shirt and your... Yeah. You are ready. Your uniform already, man. You are in a hurry. And instead of getting angry, you should be grateful that you are hearing something like this in the church. You should be grateful. Yeah, be grateful. I was in Podroin, Harvest Time New Testament Church of God. Bishop Joseph Persad, the bishop of the New Testament Church of God. He was having a 1 week evangelistic campaign. And he asked me to come and preach on a Friday. So I went, of course, I went on my books. Wherever I go, my books, they do follow me. I went there. And, people had preached about so many things. But I preach about why you are still alive. That's chapter 1 of Many Are Called. And he came and he said that this is the top. Because we miss our time. We miss why we are here on earth. That, think about it. That Jesus died. How many believe Jesus died for you? How many? Is that Vanetta? Vanetta, do you believe Jesus died for you too? Are you sure? Hey, okay. Who else believes that? You believe Jesus died for you? You believe? I believe in you. Yolanda Gittins, you believe so? Are you sure? Thank you. Now, do you think that God will give his life for you so that you will do what? You live a good life. You live a very prosperous life. You don't need the blood of Jesus to live a prosperous life. There are a lot of people who don't know Jesus who have money. That's not the focus. The reason why the blood of Christ was shed was not for you to have a good life. No. He wants you to come into relationship with him and to use you. Jesus died for you to drive a car. He died for you so that you could drive a car. Drive a special, not people car. No, we've got it wrong. Godfrey, we've got it wrong.
Jesus died for you so that you will also give yourself to him. That's why he died. It was an exchange. He gave you this and you give him that. He gave his life. What are you going to give? Boya, what are you going to give? He gave his life. What are you giving? You're giving excuses. Is that what you're going to give? When somebody died for you? Who else will die for you here in this world? That cockroach boyfriend of yours, that friend of yours, whenever you see death coming, they will run. You see, you wait and see when death is coming. You'll be surprised that, hey, these are the people I party with. These are the people I line with. But when death is coming, they will run. But Jesus, when death was coming, Jesus to them. Naresh, Jesus to them. Say, hey, I will take this thing for this, my son. I will take this for this young lady. I will take the death for this woman. I will take, Jesus took our death. And what are we doing for him? What are we doing for him? What are we doing for him? What are we doing for Jesus? It is time to attempt great things. It is time to expect great things from the Lord. Death is knocking on your door. You don't sit up and do something for the Lord. You'll be surprised. You'll be surprised. Many people are surprised when they die. Because you are just going about your business before you realize you have jumped the river. You're on the other side. Chantel, you're on the other side. This is the time to do something for God. I said, this is the time to do something for God. And he has promised that if we seek him first, if we seek him and his kingdom first, there is nothing that he will withhold from us. He said, all other things shall be added unto you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. When we serve God, there are things we will come away that will be very, very surprised. We didn't know that as we were exchanging Europe for Guyana, that we're even going to have more blessings in our lives. More people who will love and want to be with you. In Europe, people, they work by time. Sunday, as they've come to church like this, some people are going to work after church. So, as you're preaching, they're looking at their watches. You feel so intimidated, you have to stop preaching. But I can preach till 5 o'clock if I want to. Is that no problem at all? Yeah, we are here. Huh? You don't have that. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. What did they know? We're exchanging something that people, human beings, respect to receive something that people don't respect, but it's such a blessing. Look at all of you. I've come here to sit down and listen to me. Well, isn't that a blessing? You see, Sunday morning, you can't stay home because you must come here. I say you must come here. It's such a blessing. If you stay home, it's like something bad has happened. You get dreams. You get bad dreams. You say, it's because I didn't go to church. Stand to your feet, please. My time is up. Hallelujah. Freely you gave it all. Surrendered your life upon the cross. Great is your love poured out for all.
This is our God.
He was lifted on high from death to life. Forever around this glorified. Seventh and King, you rescued the world. This is our God. Your grace is enough. Your grace is enough. More than I need at your word.
again. Let your spirit make me new, and I will fall at your
Lifting up your hands to the Lord.
And freely you give it all for us. Surrendered your life upon the cross. Great is your love poured out for all. This is our God. He was lifted on high from death to life. Forever our God is glorified. Servant and King, rescue the wild. This is our God.
Sing it one more time. He freely he gave,
that freely you gave. Surrendered your life upon the cross. It is your love poured out for all. This is our God. Lifted on high from death to life, forever our God is glorified. Servant and King, rescue the wild. This is our God.
And Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason that I live, the reason that I sing. With all I walk with you,
I walk with you wherever you go, to tears and glory. I trust in you. You hold my world in the palm of your hand. Your Jesus, I believe in you. And Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason that I live, the reason that I sing. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason that I live, the reason that I serve. Jesus, I believe in you. And Jesus, I belong. That I live, the reason that I sing, with all I have. I will worship you. I will.
will worship you. I will worship you. I will worship you. I will worship you. Jesus, I believe in you. And Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason that I live, the reason that I sing with all I am. I believe in God the Father.
I believe in Christ the Son. I believe in the Holy Spirit.
Our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again. For I believe in the name of
I believe in life eternal.
I believe in life eternal.
I believe in the virgin birth.
I believe in the saints communion.
In your holy church.
In your holy church.
Hey.
In the resurrection.
When Jesus comes again. Jesus Christ is Lord. I believe in you. I believe you rose again. I believe that Jesus Christ is Lord.
You want to lift up your right hand as we declare it together one more time. I believe in God the Father.
I believe in God the Father.
I believe in Christ the Son.
Yeah.
I believe in the Holy Spirit.
Our God is three in one. I believe in the resurrection, that we will rise again. For I believe in the name of Jesus.
Have so much time. You are here this morning. You have been joking with your Christian life. You want to run forward now. Come now. You have been joking with your Christian life. You have decided to be serious. Come now. Run from wherever you are and come forward now.
To Jesus I surrender.
You've been joking with your Christian life. Come forward quickly. You may not have too long to live.
I will ever love and trust Him in His presence.
daily.
I surrender all.
I surrender all.
Come, come to Jesus. Come and renew your commitment to the Lord.
I surrender,
surrender all. To thee, my blessed Savior,
I surrender
all to Jesus. One more time.
All to Jesus, I surrender all. To him I free. I will ever love and trust in him, his presence daily.
Lifting up your hands,
I surrender all.
My blessed Savior,
I surrender
all to Jesus.
I surrender humbly at his feet. I bow. Worldly pleasures all forsaken, take me, Jesus, take me now.
I surrender, surrender all.
I surrender,
surrender all.
Oh,
to thee, my blessed
Savior, oh, I surrender.
If you are in front, lift up your two hands with your eyes closed. The Lord is giving you another chance. God is giving you another chance because he has so much love for you. Close your eyes and lift up your two hands. He's giving you another chance because he loves you. That's why he died on the cross for you. Pray this prayer with me. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I am sorry for taking my salvation lightly. I repent of my wicked ways, and I receive this chance you have given me. I confess Jesus one more time as my personal Lord and my Savior. I ask that you wash me with the blood of Jesus and cleanse me from my wicked ways. I humble myself right now and I open my heart one more time. And I invite Jesus Christ to come and take full control of my heart. to come and be Lord and Master over my life. I surrender all. I surrender all. I surrender all to Jesus, my blessed Savior. And I leave your presence. And I leave your presence in peace, knowing that you have given me another chance. And you have cleansed me from all unrighteousness. Fill me with your spirit. And fill me with your power. And let your power come upon me now. Light the fire again in my heart. And let me not be the same again. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name.
You are not saved. You are not born again. You want to go to heaven when you die. This is a prayer you must pray. Pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with all my heart that Jesus died for me. I believe God raised Jesus from the dead. And I believe Jesus is alive right now. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and make my heart your home. I believe that by this simple prayer, I have been saved from hell. My name is written in the book of life, and I am born again now. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. In Jesus' name, amen.
We believe you have been blessed by the powerful preaching of God's Word. For more information on the ministry of Reverend Victor Collins Isabri, please call us on 592-225-6760 or email us at lciguiana@gmail.com. You can also log on to www.lighthousechapelguiana.org. God richly bless you.